Hi everyone, a good Friday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. Many of us waking up with chilly temperatures this morning, mainly in the teens and lower 20s. Some of us, though, are in the single digits, like Grafton right now, reporting a temperature right around 9 degrees. It's 22 in Albany right now, 16 as you make way down the 88 corridor towards Charlottesville, 21 beyond that at Oneonta. Back into the Hudson Valley we go, 21 in the village of Catskill, 27 that is at Hudson, to 20 in Ghent. And around the Capital District we go, 20 as well at North Bethlehem, 23 at Latham, and officially in Albany we're sitting at 22. It's also 22, good morning to you in Mechanicville, 19 at Balsam Spa, it's 19 as well in Greenwich. A string of 19s as we make our way further north up along US 4, 19 at Hudson Falls, and 19 at the Warren Kenny Airport at Glens Falls. It's also 19 in the village of Lake George. Up into the Adirondacks we go. It's 11 at Lake Pleasant to 15 at Long Lake, and 14 as of last check at Mount Van Hovenburg. The radar has been a little bit active this morning in terms of flurries and snow showers pushing through the region. The latest batch right now in terms of the eastward progression as you make your way across central and southern portions of Vermont down into the Berkshires with some lingering flurries across the hills of Rensselaer and Columbia counties. We get a break and pick up some more flurries trying to make their way through the Capital District, the Mohawk Valley, and the Adirondacks with snow showers and flurries extending from the western Adirondacks back through the 81 corridor. That's all running in advance of an upper-level disturbance rotating through the flow as we head throughout the day for today. A quick review of the climatological data as we went through the 24-hour period for your Thursday, March 21st. The high yesterday was 34 after a morning low of 11. No precipitation yesterday, which obviously means that we did not have any snowfall. The month-to-date total remains at 2.32 inches, which is just above the pace for what we typically are as we now head through the latter third of March. Snowfall for the season, after the snow from earlier in the week, we remain at 50.2 for a seasonal total. That's closer to the seasonal average of 54.5, in the red still by approximately 4.3 inches of snow. Regarding heating degree units for the season, 5,226 units accumulated. The average is 5,614, a departure in the red being a minus 388 units. The average high-low split for your Friday, March 22nd, is 47 and 28, with a record high of 81 from 2012. Hard to imagine that was just a year ago. And man, it felt good. But indeed, the sunshine did feel good yesterday, even though we did see that high of 34. By the way, the record low for today is 2 above from 1875. The sun will set later today at 7:10 p.m., rise once again tomorrow morning at 6:53 a.m., setting tomorrow evening at 7:11. Again, that's a sunset tomorrow evening at 7:11. So the forecast for today, partly sunny, becoming breezy. We'll continue to deal with the flurries and scattered snow showers with a high of 37 in Albany and 34 at Glens Falls. Flurries, a few snow showers as we head through tonight. Otherwise, it's variably cloudy, not as breezy. Low of 24 in Albany and 20 as you make your way toward Glens Falls. A mix of sun and clouds as we head throughout the day on Saturday, becoming windy. In fact, we'll pick up a northwesterly wind at speeds of 15 to 25 miles per hour. Some higher gusts will be possible with a high of 39. A mix of sun and clouds for Sunday, starting things off near 20 with an afternoon high of 41. Partly sunny as the storm system passes by to our south on Monday. Start things off near 25 with an afternoon high near 40. We'll continue to keep things dry as we head into the middle of next week as a ridge of high pressure will continue to move on in, but some disturbances will rotate through the flow, meaning we'll see a mix of sun and clouds for next Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the low to mid 40s. Make it a great Friday and have a wonderful weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.